Thank you, Cynthia. Sorry we did not have time for questions, but our next presenter, Neil Anderson from the University of Minnesota, will talk about online floral design.
Thanks, Mary. So I'm just going to talk about the development of our new online floral design class and what inspired it and how it succeeded and some of the issues that cropped up with it. So we've had floral design basically as a course in the department as an elective. It's not required in any major. It's a great draw for students, recruiting them into horticulture. We get students from across the university. They might be in mortuary science, they might be in architecture, in social sciences, all manner of disciplines. And the hort students that are in it are usually in a minority. And of course, the nice thing about it is that everyone gets to take flowers home every week. And that's the big draw, especially in, you know, winter in Minnesota. However, what we've noticed in recent years across the country is that there's a decreasing number of institutions that are teaching floral design. And there's a variety of reasons for that, one of which is the pay is not great in floral design. A lot of students don't go in and become full-time floral designers. It's just one of those things that they want to do it on the side as a small business, doing weddings and things like that. So as a result, there's just a handful now of institutions, higher learning institutions, that are teaching floral design courses. But we think there's an opportunity to make it more interesting and more popular with the online option. And so basically online hort classes have been offered and are being offered across the globe, most of which are usually the lecture component. Only rarely do we have those that involve hands-on labs, because we've always had that mindset, and I'm certainly guilty in that as well, of like, it's much better one-on-one. I'd rather see you face-to-face and do these kinds of things, because how else am I going to show you? And so a few years ago, some courses came out that had labs that were like plant propagation and so forth, and it was like, that's an interesting option. I wonder if this would work for floral design. And so we ventured into that. And of course, we've been using Moodle at the University of Minnesota for quite a few years, and now we're transitioning into using Canvas. But right now, what I'll be talking about involves the use of Moodle. And so students active in our course, it's a 3-credit course. An hour of lecture and 3 hours of lab every week. They pay a course fee of $200 a semester, which pays for all the supplies and the both the flowers and foliage, as well as the hard goods that are involved. And so we took 12 months, an entire year of pre-planning, to create a completely online floral design course, and then compared it with our online course, having similar sorts of designs and activities involved with that. And I had a team of 2 to 3 people within the IT part of our college that were involved with this, that helped do all of that and coordinate it with the IT persons in the university to go through and put all of this together. So we basically had similar lectures and laboratory approaches with the live class transitioning into the online class. And of course that meant retailing virtually everything onto videos. We have a dedicated YouTube channel that if you're registered for the course, you have access to. And so we have virtually videos for absolutely everything that is done in the course. And this also involved kind of revolutionizing a lot of things that we've been working with. And I know a lot of you have worked with modernizing your syllabi, for instance, rather than having pages and pages and pages of verbiage spewing out that nobody ever reads. We know that pretty much, at least my students. we came up with this, what's known as the sticky syllabus. And I'd encourage you to look into that. I'm not going to show you pictures of ours, but ours was all color coordinated. So we have these various themes that we did during the semester. They were color coded. And then each week on the Moodle site, they were also color-coded with that same color. So it was very easy, like, oh, weeks 1 through 4, we're looking at design principles or design elements. And so everything on the Moodle site would have that color connected with it. So it was very easy and tied in with the syllabus. And then pictorial things to say, like, you know, how to succeed in this course. Here's what you need to do every day or every week and so forth. So I won't show you an example of that, but just know that that's really an effective thing that I now have changed all of my courses into doing that. We then had to create a supply box, because in the live class, of course, we give them the supplies every week. You know, here's the vase you need, here's the floral foam, etc. So instead, we had to come up with the entire list of supplies needed for the whole semester, get them available into a supply box, and then find a vendor, which in our case happened to be the bookstore. And then it also had a spreadsheet, so it would tell you exactly what week we were going to use that item. We might reuse it in multiple weeks, if that was the case. There was a picture of it in the spreadsheet as well. And then we put a video together of me opening the supply box. So you buy it at the bookstore, you bring it home, rummage through it, you know, what's in it, what the heck is this, you know, and stepping through it. So everything was extremely visual. And then we had to create a whole manner of how you're going to get the fresh materials, because we weren't supplying them for the student use every week. So we came up with a variety of different things. One that took 12 months to put together was me going out into the landscape and filming videos of virtually every material that we were going to be using or could be using in the floral design class. So like in January, we'd be going out in the snow. Like, here's forsythia. So if you want to force forsythia in January for a line flower, then you need to pick it 2 to 3 weeks in advance, force it inside in a vase, and then eventually it's available for use. The interesting thing about putting that together is that it gave us a chance to give additional elements of horticulture to floral design students, which normally would never get it. You know, here's what a forsythia looks like. It's this perennial shrub, and on and on. So there was really the amount of learning that comes with this online option amazed me, because it was like, I wouldn't have time to do this in a live class. There just wouldn't be that option. So these videos were all assembled. They're on the YouTube website, and then it's all searchable. So every week, no matter what semester this is being taught, and you could search of like, okay, this week I know I need, you know, 3 line flowers, and I need 2 mass flowers, and some filler material, and whatever. And what are the options? You could search on this, like, if I'm going to go out and pick something, you could search by, you know, the crop name, or line, or month that it would be available for harvest, and so forth. So it was very easy to do. Another option was they could go to gas stations or grocery stores and buy market bunches. So we basically purchased all the various types of market bunches from our wholesaler that produced them, and then opened every one of them. So that, you know, you open this spring one, and it had 3 line flowers and 5 mass flowers and this foliage and all that kind of thing. And so they could gauge how many market bunches they might have to buy each week in order to do that. Every week, we had them put a cost of materials together, a price sheet, so they would have a commercial sense of what the value of this was. Like, you know, if I'm paying $5 for this market bunch, what does that end up translating into the retail value with a 3x or 5x markup? And so we gave all the prices, current prices that were available on the wholesale market. And they could either use those prices, or if, for instance, they picked them out in the landscape, like how much is a stem of forsythia worth, they don't know, but it would be in this price sheet, so they could actually put together then a commercial price sheet for assessing that. We also had to create a whole set of documents on how you create digital photographs that are acceptable for uploading, because they had to upload photographs of their designs every week, at least one of them, if not more, with various angles, so that both me as an instructor could assess how they had done it, and specifically whether they were cheating or not. You know, did they wire this stem or not for this boutonniere or corsage, etc. This also was necessary for them because they had forum groups where they assessed everyone else's designs for that week to learn from observing. And so we had to have high quality photos from that particular exercise. So everything was very standardized. And then we created in the Moodle site, rather than just having an open Moodle with everything available, you could see everything you were doing, every week it would open up sequentially. So you'd have to go through in a very stepwise fashion so that we made sure that you did everything and had the knowledge. Because otherwise, people would jump in, of course, at the assignment, and then, wait a minute, what's this? And that avoided us getting inundated with lots of emails and posts on the Moodle and so forth. So first, students, you know, in week one and every other week had to complete a question to ponder, which basically was just to getting them to think, what do I have in my brain already about this question that relates to the topic this week in floral design? And then they would step through, look at the lectures, which is a series of short lectures. They could look at them multiple times. They would then take a lecture quiz, which would be graded automatically, which then opened up a whole series of the laboratory exercises. First was a video of me demonstrating how to make the design for that week, talking about the materials, etc. And then what the cost of the materials were, and then they would make their own design, create their own pictures, upload those, which would be graded then that week, as well as then their students would, their colleagues would comment on them in the forum posts. And then they would also submit weekly price sheets. We also had them do weekly journals, which is just observing their floral design every week. How did it last? What worked well? What didn't? Maybe I'll redo the design. What did I learn from that? Those kinds of self-reflection. So then we did this comparative study of live versus online just to see what the learning was, because I wasn't so convinced necessarily that it would be as good as the real live class. And so these are the various assignments and so forth. So we had very similar assignments with the exception of a couple weeks like the holiday designs. So the live class was in the fall semester. The online class was the following spring semester, which means the holidays changed. So in the fall, we did Thanksgiving and Christmas. And in the spring, we were doing things like Easter and Mother's Day and St. Patrick's Day. So we analyzed all of these and then looked at comparatively for things that were similar assignments. We compared those. But just to show you how things looked in this online versus, let's see, which button here do I push, Mary? Is it the, well, that one in the middle. Okay, got it. Sorry. So these are an example live class design for C-curves. Here's one from online. And the same for isosceles, triangles, topiaries, etc. You get the idea. And basically we found that they were very similar in their scoring and so forth. Although the online people had a very much more difficult time with geometric designs. So like C-curves and isosceles triangles, it was a bit harder for them to comprehend. So we have to work a bit more on that. But then boutonnieres and corsages versus wedding bouquets. Of course, the materials are very different across semesters. But you can see that, you know, we had comparable production of materials in the online course as we did in the live course without me ever meeting these students or ever, you know, standing there and showing them how to do it specifically, which really surprised me. And so we did, for comparative things, analysis of variance, and you can see that nothing basically differed significantly between the two courses, which pleased me. That was good. That's what we wanted, with the exception of a few of the price sheets. And these were ones where either the floral materials differed or the holidays differed. So that really wasn't too surprising. So really, this basically summarizes that the online learning, at least in the way that we had set it up, was as effective as live class teaching for floral design. which that was really something that we were very excited about. We did spend a lot of time, of course, debugging at the beginning. That's to be expected. But that happens with most of these. Another thing that we found out was that there was a big diversity of plant materials. In the live class, of course, we bring in the materials. Everyone makes the same thing. It's the same materials, period. It's much easier for us, of course. But on the online class, everything was different. Absolutely everything was different. So that made it a lot of fun, really, to see all the various types of interpretation that could occur with that. There were some course snags. We could tell when people were cheating, you know, like if they didn't wire and tape every stem and the corsages and things like that. I could tell because they took very good pictures. And then we had a few students that copied each other or submitted the same design for multiple students. And it's like, you know, that stopped as soon as we called them on it. The other thing that was really interesting was this. We had this massive attrition. The minute it went online for registration and we opened up the Moodle, you know, we had 60 students registered, and within one day, 36 people dropped. And it was like, we thought like, what the heck? What did we do? So we actually did a survey of those people that dropped just to see, you know, why it was. And of course they could check on multiple things, but one was the cost of the supply box, and a variety of other things. So, okay. So, but basically we're offering this course now online every semester. We've offered it this summer, which makes it an interesting difference between the spring, and we're looking now to expand it beyond the university and making it at least nationwide. So.